All right, welcome to Run Lupo.
Good morning.
Are we talking bucket lists again today?
We can.
Where was your bucket list? Oh, you wanted to go to the Maldives. No, you said Maldives is beautiful.
I am going in December.
Is it cheaper than Bora Bora? It devastated me when I found out that
A little bit, not much.
Stingrays and...
Yeah, it actually depends how you go and where you stay. So... But Maldives, they say in a couple of years, it's not going to be there anymore.
Why?
They say it's going to be washed out. You know, there's
global warming.
Yeah, I think they're saying the water levels are going to rise and take out all the small islands.
No.
Yeah, so there's a window period of a couple of years for the Maldives.
Gosh.
Yeah.
Yes.
But Bora Bora is out of this planet. I've seen pictures
completely.
Of it. It's amazing. That Blue Lagoon water and those water villas, it just looks amazing.
Yeah, I mean, you've even got your own swimming pool in case you don't want to swim in the sea.
And your own jacuzzi.
Yes. And they're all next to each other.
That's it, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, your lounge table opens up and you throw little crumbs in and the fish come up and eat. I mean, it's just incredible.
And your floor, you see right through your floor into the ocean, which is also amazing. I know, it's...
All right, stop. All right, but we were talking about bucket lists last week. And by the way, I'd love to know what your bucket list item is. Let me know. 34519. Alternatively, what you can do is you can actually WhatsApp on 0621482374. And what's nice about that WhatsApp number is you can send a voice note, you can send pictures, you can send videos, you can also send a text. So that number once again, 0621482374. And with us in studio is Run Lupo from Gold Capital. We're talking about bucket lists, but what led to what led off from the bucket list conversation that we had was talking about loans.
Well,
and I asked you to come back this weekend. Can we please talk about loans?
Yes,
and how they
please
work?
Do.
Okay, so if I wanted to take a loan,
yeah,
right, and I'm not going to go to the bank for whatever reason, perhaps I've already got an overdraft with them or whatever it is, and I want to come to you and see what you can offer me in terms of a loan. What up to how much do you give a loan?
Well, our loan period is unlimited.
Yeah.
It's all secured loans. In other words, that we'll give you a loan in relation to what item of jewelry or diamond or gold coin you give us. We work out the ratio and we'll give you a loan according to how long you want it for. Again, I'll stress that it's unlimited. So if you want it for 6 months and you call us after 6 months and you still want to carry on with the loan, that's not an issue at all. The loan amount will always depend on your assets, on what you give us. So for instance, a good thing to give is gold jewelry because gold is always valuable. Your items are kept in a really, really secure place. So you don't have to stress about, are you going to get it back or aren't you going to get it back? You know, we're very vigilant with our adverts, and we always say that you never have to worry about your items. They're always secure. They're in a safety deposit box that's insanely secured. And we have insurance on it as well. So just to give the listeners peace of mind, if anyone does want to part with their items for a short while in order to, you know, to get through these, you know, whatever hard times they're getting through, we will always be here to help.
And sometimes that's exactly what it is. It's just bridging finance because you know that you're getting income from whatever source and you just need something to tide you over for
Definitely.
The next month or the two or three or six or whatever.
Definitely, Kathy. You know, we find that most people that come for our loans it's generally medical expenses, it's credit card expenses, it's something that's really important. It's not trivial stuff, you know. So it's something that's really, really important to them. They just need a window period, a breathing period until they find their feet again. So we do understand that's why we don't put any pressure or stress that we give you a certain time period in order to pay your loan off.
Would you look at, okay, so in the past you have mentioned that you just said that you'd look at gold.
Yeah.
You'd look at watches.
Definitely watches. Definitely
you'd look at
diamonds. Krugerrands.
Would you look at a vehicle? Would you look at vehicles, or is that not really your thing?
You know, it's more of it doesn't sit well with me to take someone's house or car. And I've been approached a few times, I must say, to do those kind of transactions. But for someone to default on their loan and for me to take their transport doesn't sit well with me.
So you're managing risk on behalf of the person who's taking the loan as well.
That correct. And I prefer to stay away from cars, to be honest.
Yeah.
Because it's something that I just don't feel comfortable in taking. if you do default on your loan.
Yeah.
You know, jewelry and whatever, those are materialistic things that can always be replaced. Even though it's sentimental or whatever, it's at the end of the day just gold and it's just diamonds. But a car is a form of transport. It gets you to A to B. It allows you to earn an income. I wouldn't want to deal in cars.
So, Ron, how does it actually work? So, if I wanted to take a loan from you, I collect my gold jewelry that I don't wear, or maybe I do wear it, but I want to take a loan against that. I come to you at Gold Capital, and then what?
So, it's
talk me through the process.
Yeah, no, it's a very easy and quick process. Basically, what we do is we evaluate your items. Right, we give you a price, you accept that price, you fill out a 2-page document, but it's actually a 12-page where you initial like a legal document. You know, you fill out all the details, we fill out what we've taken from you, so, and we give you a copy of that loan agreement. It's basically a legal binding contract where I have the original and you have the copy. From there, your jewelry gets sealed and gets transported to a safety deposit box in Sandton City Shopping Center where it's secure and no one can get near it or touch it. All you have to do is when you want your items back is give us basically 24 hours notice. And you can come and get it. Now, you can start your loan at the beginning of the month, middle of the month, or end of the month. We don't really mind. We can give you a loan for 1,000 rand, and we can give you a loan for 1,000,000 rand. The monetary value is not an issue. It's the security that's the issue. When I mean security, you need to have assets to match the loan that you want.
Right, and it would be the wholesale value on those assets. It would
correct.
Not be the retail value
no.
of the assets. And we come back to the insurance discussion that we had.
We spoke
as well.
About that last week. And funny, after we spoke about that discussion, we had an influx of people again coming to see us for valuations. And we had two really elderly clients, Jewish clients, who came to see us from the Chai listeners. And the one lady was blown away by what she got out for her. You know, she said she actually hid it. She stays in an old age home, and I was alarmed when she told me she actually hid it in her room. And that's just a matter of time before those things walk, you know, unfortunately to say.
Yeah.
It's human nature, but, you know, you can't hide valuable items in a room.
So can you give us an idea of how much she got for her valuables?
Yeah, I mean,
was she coming for, did she want to actually sell her
she
stuff?
She wasn't sure.
Or did she want to take a loan?
She wasn't sure. She was coming to get her items valued and then decide from there. And we paid her 100,000 rand. She was blown away. She was expecting probably 30, 40,000 rand. And then she told me she was going to use that money to bring her grandchildren from overseas for a visit, which was an amazing thing to do with that money.
That's incredible.
Yeah, that's an amazing thing.
It's so heartwarming.
Yeah, yeah. The next client, she got paid out like 60,000 rand. So we had two clients last week that really brought out their old stuff that, you know, were pleasantly surprised, should I say, that their items were worth so much.
So you never actually know what you're
saying. You never know. And, you know, funny enough, some of the pieces that they bought, they thought there wasn't gold. That's how long they hadn't seen their items. And to their amazement, it wasn't even gold. It was 18-karat gold, which is like really valuable stuff.
That's one of the purest, right?
Well, yes. In jewelry, you get the purest is 22-karat, but 18 is generally very, very valuable because it has 75% gold. So, yeah, no, it was amazing last week to help two elderly people who really didn't really know what their items was worth. And they were pleasantly, amazingly surprised, which is awesome.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I'm just glad that one lady, that her stuff wasn't stolen.
Well, that's what I, well, you know what I said to her, well, how do you know items haven't disappeared?
Yeah.
Because she had so many items, you know, and she said, no, she kept it in her room in the old age home, which I found a bit alarming.
Yeah.
You know, that's just a red flag right there. You
I wonder if old age home actually have provide facilities where you could keep it safely. I don't know. It's something to discuss with them. Anyway,
yeah.
That's not the nature of this. Okay, so I bring my stuff to you. You do evaluation. Who decides how long it needs to be paid back over? So say I'm taking a loan for, say, 30,000 rand. Who decides how long? You or me?
Well, we ask you. You, the client, you tell us you want the loan for a month or you want it for 2 years. We charge you a fixed interest rate. It will depend on when you arrive and we evaluate the risk. The interest rate can vary from 3% all the way up to 12%. All depends on duration, items, and the risk involved. But, I mean, people will be pleasantly surprised at what their items are worth. And we know the country's going through recession. Times are tough. School fees, credit cards, medical bills. You know, you need that little bit of a breather. And that's where we come in, you know.
So you've just said something, that it's a fixed interest rate.
Yeah.
So if I bring you gold and you've valued it at 30,000 rand,
yeah,
irrespective of whether the gold price goes up or down, I'm going to be paying you the same interest on
that. Correct. We take that risk.
That's important.
We
take that. That's very, very important.
Correct. And there's no cumulative interest. It's a fixed interest rate that goes from month to month and doesn't change over time because it's the following year. That's our problem, not yours,
yeah,
in terms of if the gold price crashes or whatever else, or diamond prices crash, you know. So we basically, you guys know that you're in for X amount every single month, no hidden costs, no hidden agendas. It is what it is.
Yeah. What happens if you know that you might default on a loan? How far in advance? I mean, does it make a difference if I call you a month before and say, look, you know, the money that I was, you know, this money that I was expecting from overseas, it looks like it's going to be another 2 months.
So,
and I might need to extend the, you know, this loan.
So we have a lot of that, to be honest. I mean, out of probably, we probably have about 20 to 30% defaults. And the way it generally works is we give you guys three SMSs during the month. We give you an SMS 7 days before you need to pay, on the day that you need to pay, and a day after. So just to constantly keep you in the loop and remind you that payment needs to be done. Now, we give you guys basically a breathing period of 3 working days if you haven't paid your interest. Now, if you haven't paid it after 3 days, a lady by the name of Jamie, who runs the accounts department at Gold Capital, she will call you and, you know, try and reason with you and see what the issue is, because now you've breached your contract with us that you have a copy of. So we're quite lenient if a client really struggling and needs a couple of more days or a week or so. But if it spills over to the following month, we'll probably give you 1 month like a free ride where you can pay double interest the following month. But if it happens on a regular basis, unfortunately, we have to default you. And what a default means is that you keep the money that we gave you and we take the assets that you secured it against.
Okay.
So we try. I mean, we know that things happen in life. You can't control them. So we basically try and be as lenient as possible, but always try and keep it professional.
Yeah. What I like is that it's another option for somebody who, you know, a bank is not going to give you a loan.
No.
Based on
no.
your assets that they don't actually see as assets.
No, not at all.
It could be a vintage watch that you have, or it could be gold, or it could be, you know, diamonds or whatever. They're not going to give you a loan based on that. They want property.
They want property. They want assets. Yeah,
yeah,
they want assets. And
both of which you might not even own.
And you know, funny enough, that China, which is the biggest, most powerful probably country in the planet, uses diamonds as security on a loan. They say, if you bring us the diamonds certified by GIA, we will give you a loan.
That's who you use. Don't you use GIA?
We use GIA and EGL in the diamond channel when we certify our diamonds. Yes, we do.
Yeah.
But I'm saying China does it. So it's quite crazy. Our banks all over the world don't use diamonds as security because, you know, if the diamond is certified by a reputable laboratory, there's no reason why. But you are right. Banks are very, very difficult, especially in today's times, to get loans on anything
yeah.
and give you overdraft on anything. Very difficult.
Ran, also joining us in studio is Adam Wolf from the Diamond Channel. How's it, Adam? How are you doing?
Good evening, Kathy.
It's
thanks.
So nice
thanks.
To see you again. Did you bring that box back with the light in it?
I didn't, unfortunately.
No.
I didn't.
No. Well, last time you gave me an empty one. So
now I've learned my lesson from that. So.
Yeah, so you just didn't bring the box.
Yeah, I actually left that. We'll have to do something for you, Kathy.
All right, just to update our listeners, if you missed that conversation. So the Diamond Channel, when you buy a diamond from them, or you have a ring designed by them. I mean, they are diamond wholesalers, right? You also get this very, very fancy box if they know that it's for a proposal. And as you open it up, there's this LED light that shines on the ring. And it's almost like a, you know, you can hear the angels singing when you open the box. So Adam brought me a box. Was it last week?
Yes.
To show me what it looks like. And it was empty. It was empty. Who does that? All right, so welcome back. How's it been for you this week with the diamond trade?
Thank you. Yeah, it's engagement season. It seems to be taking off.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting ready for, as soon as it's spring, it's pretty much always going to line up to engagements and proposals, and everyone wants to do it outdoors. No one really wants to do indoors with jackets and things on. So we always notice from now until the end of the year is always a nice time to start looking into potential proposals or lining up an item that she sent you a picture of so you could make up something for her by the end of the year. And yeah, now's normally a really nice time to start lining everything up.
Yeah.
So, Adam, tell us, what makes the Diamond Channel so unique in relation to our competitors? Well, I mean, what makes, why would you want to come to the Diamond Channel?
Well, the thing is, Ran, the main difference is that everyone's really scared. That's 9 out of 10 guys I speak to and deal with, they're actually scared. You go into these fancy jewelers and these retail stores with their security guards and their attendants with their white gloves, and it's, you almost seem scared to ask firstly, you know, how
because
much the
know.
Item is.
We don't know about diamonds.
And that's
you
it.
Know what I mean?
And I think you're also scared to ask the price, to be honest.
That's it. And then all of a sudden you have a mild stroke, and then you have to recover, and you know, it's just such a daunting process to go through. So with the Diamond Channel, you come in, first of all, view by appointment, so it's a one-on-one. There's not all these other people running around the showroom and drama going on in the back end. It's one-on-one, it's quiet, it's intimate. So you can then go through the process and design what you want, how you want it. You go through the entire from step one all the way through to getting 3D renderings, videos of your ring, how it's actually going to look when it comes out, to receiving the ring and obviously in the fancy box. So from step one, you basically, we hold your hand until the finish line, which most guys do enjoy, and they like that someone walking them on that path.
Have you had some really difficult clients who come with like 30 different million designs that they want to incorporate into one ring?
All the time. So, yeah, that's
Bridezilla. That's where it starts.
That's how it is. Yeah, the guys tend to be the easy side. It's when the couples come together, it gets a bit complicated. But
she wants what a friend had, and then her friend's friend had another one. So she wants all those designs in one, and it's got to be the best.
Yeah. Always has to be. I'm sure it always has to be the best.
Of course. It becomes a bit of a competition most of the time, you know. Yeah, Cindy got a one carat, you know, so it's always one of those things. But the main thing as well is that whatever you want can be made within the budget. You've just got to play around a little bit with spec and so on. And that's the point, that you can still get what you want without, you know, selling a kidney.
So does the client, from the time he orders it to, I mean, how does he know what he's going to get at the end in terms of after meeting with you? How does he know that he's not going to get a bit of a shock surprise on what he initially discussed with you into what he gets at the end?
So what you'll get is, once I actually work as basically the translator. So I'll put everything together, and then I'll sit with one of our CAD designers, and we'll work through it together until I'm happy and I believe I know what you want.
What's a CAD designer, actually?
So it's a computer design that gives you, from all angles of the ring or the item that we're making, you'll get all angles, and you get a 3D rotation of actual video of the ring as well.
Oh, so that's like you've got on your website.
There we go.
TheDiamondChannel.co.za. Go and check it out. You can go and hover on pieces of jewelry, and they rotate in front of you.
There we go. So you get that exact quality now on your own custom piece as well. So whatever you wanted. And that's actually also always nice to have, you know, saved or whatever down the road. Just to have something like that also. So you know how it's going to come out. And if for some reason it doesn't come out how you expected, I haven't had that. But just so you know, if it doesn't come out how you expect it from those renderings, I'll remake it for you. So
You remake it free of charge.
Free of charge, I'll remake it for you.
Okay, hold on 1 second. So, you know, we're running this competition. This competition with Gold Capital and the Diamond Channel.
Yes.
Right. So we're going to talk about the diamond competition, which we need to do, because there's an SMS that's come through, unfortunately, Anton, says, hi there. How much does it cost to set the 20,000 rand diamond that is won in the competition? Great question. Okay, so for anyone who's missed it, this is what the competition is, all right? So you have to name the color, shape, clarity, and size of this diamond. The diamond itself is valued at 20,000 rand, and it could be yours if you get all of those things correct. And here are your clues. The shape, it's a round, brilliant cut. The color is between I and L. The clarity is VVS2 to SI2, and the size is 0.4 carat to 0.59 carat. So if you can guess the correct combination of all of those. It's a very difficult question, but then it is a big, it's a very big carrot.
Well, it is.
And I'm in that.
Yeah. Kathy, listen, generally when we ran the Krugerrand competition, it was simple and very easy, and the gold coin competition, people just guessed the price. We've noticed by the entries that it's kind of a little bit daunting for someone who doesn't understand.
Very daunting.
About someone who doesn't understand about diamonds. So I'm going to give another clue today to the listeners where they can tick off another another variable. So we said it was a round brilliant cut, so we already gave you the shape. We said it's a clarity VVS2 to an SR2. So he has another clue to winning the diamond. The clarity is actually an SR1, which stands for small inclusion. Okay, that's what SR1 stands for, small inclusion in the stone.
Okay.
You get very, very small inclusion, you get small inclusion, and you get imperfections. So we're giving you another clue now to make the answer a lot easier now. So now you've got the shape, it's a round brilliant cut. Now you've got the clarity, which is an SR1. What you've got to guess is now the size and the color.
Which is, so the color is between I and L.
That's right. So it's color I, J, K, or L. So there's four options there.
How many times can somebody enter?
Three. We learned our lesson with the last three.
Last competition, there was somebody who entered, I think,
50 or 100 times. We're not quite sure.
Stop counting after 17.
Yeah.
All right. And then the size of this particular diamond is between a 0.4 carat to 0.59 carat.
So that's really what you have to guess. You have to guess the carat weight, the weight of the diamond, and the color. We've given you everything else now.
Right. So it's, thank you.
Pleasure.
We're giving it away next week.
That's right.
Exciting
times.
Are you going to bring it in with you?
Definitely. We're going to bring it in, and we're going to, you're going to take a picture of the stone. Maybe take a video of it and post it on your
Facebook.
It's
going to come in a box with a light.
Well, you'll have to ask Adam that. Last time you brought an empty box, I'm not sure.
This time I'll make sure it's full.
Completely let that go. All right, we've got to take a traffic update, and then we're going to wrap up with Adam and run. Absolutely love Tuesdays here on the Morning Mayhem. And Adam, your surname's just gone straight out of my head.
Wolf.
Sorry, from the Diamond Channel in studio with us. We've been talking about diamonds, we've been talking about gold, we've been talking about loans. Nikki wants to know, thanks so much, Nikki, thanks for your message. She says, if you have a diamond ring which can't be evaluated because the claws are tight, must one remove the diamond? That's a great question. Thanks, Nikki.
No.
So how do you evaluate a ring with the diamond and the gold? How do you get the weight?
There's basically the average way, where if you don't want to remove the diamond, we can evaluate it by approximating the color and the clarity. But if you want to do it properly, the easiest way is, and we can do that for you, we remove the diamond. We remove the diamond in the morning, send it to the laboratory, reset your diamond, and have the certificate by the afternoon. Wow. That's the kind of service we offer. So you don't actually part.
Is there a cost involved with that?
Definitely. There's depending on the size.
I imagine that there would be. I mean,
no, there's
resetting the diamond.
No, the resetting is actually not that much. It's about 200 rand, but the certifying is generally between 500 to 1,000 rand, depending on your size. And that comes with a beautiful diamond laboratory certificate from EGL, which is one of the top laboratories in the country.
Okay.
So it's the top two.
Did we answer that question about how much is the cost to set the diamond that's won in the competition?
No,
I don't think we've answered that. So how much would it be?
So it all depends obviously on the metal and the style, and if you've got smaller diamonds or whatever the sort of setting is as well, including finger size, width of band. So there's a lot of variables. You know, like I get a lot of clients that come and they say, how much will this picture cost me? And, you know, it's like how long is a piece of string? It depends what you actually make it up of. But something simple, like say they just did a simple solitaire, so just the main stone that's going to be a prize, set in a simple setting, anywhere depending from 5,000 to 10,000 rand to set the stone.
Yeah.
You know, depending, you know, as that's pretty basic sort of setting in white gold or yellow gold, whatever their preference is. Something like that.
White gold's big, huh? And platinum as well.
Yeah. Platinum's huge, yeah. But it's unfortunately very expensive.
But very that again expensive. Is a good investment, isn't
no,
it? It's
no.
not a good investment.
No.
Not as good as gold.
No setting of rings are a good investment, to be honest. The diamonds are, but not the settings. The settings, you're paying for labor, and unfortunately you can never recover that labor price. Yeah. You know, it takes hours, sometimes days, to make an amazing, intricate ring.
Yeah. Listen, I love your anecdotal stories. We've got to wrap up very, very soon. But Adam, have you got one more story about a client who's buying diamonds from the Diamond Channel?
I've got an amazing one, actually, recently. This lady, about 3 years ago, she was in an armed robbery. So they took her ring that she was madly in love with, and obviously she had a nice big stone in there. So she spent the following 3 years actually finding this diamond, including flying to the US
to find a specific diamond.
Getting stones sent to her hotel room, going through them, and she just couldn't find the one that, because diamonds have a thing of speaking to you, so she couldn't find the one that was speaking to her. And after this whole road, she eventually came across the Diamond Channel, and I was able to find her a stone that turned out to be her stone, her unicorn stone, as it would be. And she ended up saving half what she was quoted elsewhere, and she got her stone of her dreams.
You know,
so that was amazing.
That's a wonderful story. And I didn't know that diamond spoke to you.
Oh, yeah. That fire inside of them speak to you. Always.
There's always a diamond for someone.
See, I need to come hang out at the Diamond Channel.
Definitely.
Going onto your website, actually, thediamondchannel.co.za. Go and check out their website, by the way. What pops up is that you get a free 5,000 Rand in-store voucher if you spend 20,000 Rand or more.
Correct.
This is engagement season.
It's crazy engagement season. It's crazy. Yeah. I mean, we've seen sales spike now, what, 60% now?
Yeah.
Since July.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right, so you can go and check out. They've got earrings, pendants, rings, bracelets, necklaces. Go check it out.
So those
and you do other gemstones as well.
Yeah.
We haven't even discussed that.
Absolutely anything from sapphires to morganites are very popular at the moment. That peachy pink gemstone set in rose gold, because everyone loves that vintage sort of look and feel. So that's very big in at the moment. But any colored stones, even fancy colored diamonds, which we touched on a couple of weeks ago as well.
Yeah.
If it's got color and if you can think about it and if it's shiny, we make it.
Fabulous. Thanks, guys. Will you come back next week?
Definitely.
Let's give away a 20,000 Rand diamond.
Why not?
Okay. Why not? So your clues for that diamond, please enter. I would love you to win it. I really would. And these are your clues, right? So the color is between I and L. You've got four chances to get that correct. The shape is confirmed, a round, brilliant cut. The size is a VV. S1.
No, that's a clarity.
I mean, the clarity is VVS1.
SR1.
SR1. VVSI1.
No, SR1.
It's an SR1.
That's it.
And the size is a 0.4, it's between 0.4 carat and 0.59 carat. If you don't want it, you can always give it to me, but please enter.
Yeah.
And how do you enter? You send an email to admin@thediamondchannel.co.za. The Diamond Channel putting a sparkle in your eyes, but not a hole in your pocket. Thank you so very much, guys. We'll see you next week. Let's give away a lacquer diamond. You get your entries in. Also, we're giving away 49,000 Rand television on Monday, care of LG.
Wow.
Isn't that nice?
That's amazing.
The 49,000 Rand.
Sure. Is that a TV?
I just want to know what else it does. But, yeah, we are giving that away, indeed. So, yeah, join us. Also, you can go and get onto tuckbox.co.za. Remember to nominate somebody in the community who you think is doing something special, and both of you will get bespoke tuck boxes filled with delicious goodies that are wholesome, nutritious.